Mrs. Peterson.
Yes?
Mr. Drazel again.
Oh, hello.
How are you today?
Oh, and I'm fine, and you, sir?
We are doing just great, and are we ready for our final day of our little challenge here?
Okay.
Great. Well, why don't we just begin? We'll try. I know you're in a hurry today. We'll try and make this fast. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your weather today?
Well, let's see. Temperatures are in the 30s. It's chilly. Not as chilly as yesterday, but it's chilly, but clear.
So clear and in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Great. No.
30s is pretty good, don't you know?
Say it again.
30s is pretty good.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, let's see here. There's one thing we haven't asked you. Why don't you tell us what you do for a living? Where do you work?
Oh, I work here at the U.
At the U?
At the U.
Okay.
I have a sort of an administrative position.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there's lots of U's in the world. What's the mascot of your particular U?
Oh, go Gophers.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, that should be helpful then.
Mm-hmm. Everybody here now. Your kids must be in California because they know already from that.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Well, let's see now. When you have a chance at a little bit of spare time in your hands, do you go out and get any exercise or anything like that?
Oh, sure. I like to get out. Not enough snow on the ground to go cross-country skiing yet. Can still actually use my rollerblades on campus.
Oh, rollerblades. Those are popular in your town?
Oh, yes. They were invented in our state, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And it's so far to get across campus. You go clear across the river, so...
Oh, across the river. You mean there's a river... The river's... There's, well, I remember there is a river in your town, but that river divides your campus?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes, and it's a big river, too. Though it gets much bigger.
I see. Okay. So, good way of transporting yourself from one side to the other is on your rollerblades, huh?
Absolutely.
No doubt those cross-country skiers had something to do with inventing those things.
That's the story, I believe.
All right. Well, that's great. I think, you know, after all the clues that you've given us, especially the city size and things like that, my students should be able to figure out what town and what county and what state you live in based on all the clues you've given us.
Oh, I'm sure they must be bright children.
Well, I hope they're bright. We're just going to see. They're going to turn their papers in tomorrow, and we'll find out how bright they are.
Okay.
Well, Mrs. Peterson, I really appreciate it, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you right back here and have you on this last or sixth phone call. Just tell us where you're from, and that way I can keep the five conversations separate with the solution there.
Okay.
So I'll call you right back, and we'll find out where you're from.
Oh, sure, you betcha.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.